Detroit singer Mike Posner's latest hit on the pop charts is ironically about the downsides of having a hit on the pop charts. It's called I Took a Pill in Ibiza. You don't want to be high like me, never really knowing why like me.
You don't ever want to step off that roller coaster and be all alone. I think we as Americans, we see the ride. The ride being like people that have notoriety and money and fame and popularity. All of a sudden, I was invited on the ride.
That ride was short-lived and disorienting. Following his 2010 debut, Cooler Than Me, Posner penned hits for other people, Maroon 5, Justin Bieber. But his own career, well,
I got thrown off the ride.
But instead of a crash and burn, Mike Posner took a good hard look at his life. The result, his sophomore album, At Night Alone, which comes out on Friday. We wanted to ask him about one song in particular, Be As You Are.
Virginia Woolf and poetry, no one seemed to notice me. Being young was getting so old. Cheap beer and cigarettes, life was like a movie set, and I seemed to be given no role.
Well, you know, I was just finishing high school. I was a little bit of a jerk to my mother. And when I think about when I was 18, I was sad a lot of the time, especially in the winter times. The struggle in my life then, pre-being invited onto the ride, if you will, was just like in my own head, largely.
And you talk about how in times of trouble, you turn to your mom. And what's she like? What's her personality?
She's brutally honest, which is so important for me, because just to have someone that's not like wrapped up in the little Mike Posner show is unbelievably valuable to me. She'll tell me if she doesn't like a song. And when she does like a song, it just means the world to me, because she doesn't throw around compliments.
And you really try and bring her voice to the music. In some of the early lyrics, it feels like she's talking. And did you borrow like phrases from her? Did you borrow, you know, from those conversations?
I think I more borrowed an ethos more than actual like quoted words.
Right, which is get up and stop whining.
Yeah, she did not speak to me in rhyme, unfortunately.
They played me on the radio and everything was changing, so I thought I was all the way grown. But I could still remember in that cold November when I realized I'm all alone.
So you get to age 22 in the song, and things are still rough, it sounds like. What's going on?
I'm parading around the world, making more money than I deserve, fornicating, and taking my shirt off at concerts.
Zouzes.
And yeah, I just it was just a hedonistic ride of debauchery for a year or two. But also lonely simultaneously, you know.
There were moments when you fall to the ground, but you were stronger than you feel you are now. You don't always have to speak so loud. No, just be as you are.
It's interesting because one of the lines in the song is you don't always have to speak so loud. I feel like that is advice that parents often have to give young people at that age, right? Like, take it down a notch.
Yeah. I just was so rude to my mother. And I think because I had my mother's love and my father's love from the day I was born, that I took it for granted.
When did that hit you?
I remember being like 24 in Los Angeles. And up until that moment when my mom would call my cell phone, it used to feel like a job to pick that up. And then at some point, I just realized, you know, some people never get that call. And this is impermanent. And you're really lucky. And there, I can't point to like, I don't know, there was no out exterior event that caused that change. It just kind of happened one day.
Well, since we're coming up on Mother's Day, I have to ask, do you want to send your mom a greeting?
I've done about 10 trillion interviews this week because my album's coming out. And this is the only one that my mom cares about and the only one she'll listen to. But I would like to say, I suppose publicly, I'm just amazed by your strength, Mom, and your poise and your care and your fire. And I'm incredibly blessed to, I mean, how lucky was I to be raised by you? Thank you. It doesn't matter if you become some star. Life is better when you open your heart. You don't always have to act so hard. No, just be as you are.
Singer and songwriter Mike Posner, his new album is called At Night Alone. It comes out this Friday. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Audie. You're the best.